Epidemic Intelligence Redux. Historically born of war, epidemic intelligence was the brainchild of Alexander Langmuir, an epidemiologist in the US Army between 1942 to 46, who was largely responsible for establishing the Epidemic Intelligence Service at the CDC in 1951, and this was the precursor to the WHO's Epidemiological Surveillance Unit. As such, epidemic intelligence was a highly specialized form of expertise with restricted circulation, one which has undergone increasing datafication in the last 40 years. This post-World War II model of epidemic intelligence as expert espionage against germs lives on as field specialists gather data for global infectious disease control and detection. As we have seen, they are the necessary supplement to a formidable armature of contemporary real-time disease surveillance networks, or DSN networks as they're commonly called. But in this essay, frontline intelligence suggests something else. In the stories of the registered nurses and the ASHA workers, another modality appears, a distributed swarm intelligence, dispersive and sensuous, that can connect wider publics to suffering bodies, remote dwellings, and affected communities. This too is epidemic intelligence in collective vein. As qualitative perceptions spill over in fragments and traces, pulling us into the eye of the storm, the pandemic becomes lived experience. Their first looks emplace us in the field. Perhaps such participatory inhabitation can turn attempts to stem pandemic injuries and losses into a necessary collective enterprise.